Emma Carter, narration reel.
If you don't sit down this minute, Winifred, there will be consequences,
bellowed Miss Fortitude.
But Miss, I was just...
Miss Fortitude turned and started to walk stealthily towards Winifred's desk, a low growl emitting from somewhere deep inside her.
Yes, Miss Fortitude.
Winifred scrambled back into her chair and stared at her textbook, trying to make out the words on the page as the tears swam in front of her eyes.
It wasn't fair, she thought. I always get the blame for everything, and all I ever do is try and help.
She snuck a sideways glance at Miss Fortitude. She really was a formidable lichen woman. If it wasn't for her mean streak and odd odour, Winifred could almost have admired her. Rumour had it, she would have made the Olympic wear pack had it not been for an unfortunate accident involving a pitchfork. But since she started at the Full Moon Academy, Miss Fortitude seemed intent on making Winifred's life hell. It was almost as if she had an ancient vendetta against her.
I was set down from the carrier's cart at the age of 3, and there, with a sense of bewilderment and terror, my life in the village began. The June grass, amongst which I stood, was taller than I was, and I wept. I had never been so close to grass before. It towered above me and all around me, each blade tattooed with tiger skins of sunlight. It was knife-edged, dark, and a wicked green, thick as a forest and alive with grasshoppers that chirped and chattered and leapt through the air like monkeys. I was lost, and I did not expect to be found again. I put back my head and howled, and the sun hit me smartly on the face like a bully.
I've always liked a bit of adventure in my life. I guess that's why I ran off to join the circus as an incredibly naive 16-year-old, much to the dismay of my mother. But who could blame her? It's not every parent's dream career for their child. During my 4 years in the circus, I performed a trapeze act, juggled, walked on a huge globe, rode a horse, and had a straight role in a clown act. Age 20, it was time to leave the circus and think about some sort of career. So I started to train as a nurse. So there I was on my first ever nursing shift, raring to go and save a life or two. And for my first task, the ward sister directed me to help a staff nurse who was already with an elderly man behind some curtains. "Hi, I've been asked to help you," I said brightly. "Great," said the staff nurse. "I'll stand Mr. Smith up. Can you wash his bottom?" I wanted to scream in horror. It had never really occurred to me that I'd have to wash the heavily soiled bottom of a fully grown man. I said I was naive. I dutifully got on with the task at hand. In my head, I was already planning my escape. I am not ever going to do that again.
Once upon a time, in a faraway land, a young prince lived in a magnificent, shining castle. Although the young prince had everything his heart desired, he was spoiled, selfish, and unkind. One winter's night, an old beggar woman came to the castle, seeking shelter from the bitter cold. She offered the prince a single rose in return for his kindness. But repulsed by her haggard appearance, the prince sneered at the gift and turned the old woman away. The old woman warned him not to be deceived by appearances, for beauty is found within. Losing his temper, the young prince dismissed her again and threw the rose to the ground. Suddenly, the old woman's ugliness melted away to reveal a beautiful enchantress. The prince was astounded. He tried to apologize for his rudeness, but it was too late, for she had already seen that there was no love nor gentleness in his heart.